Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester head football coach Bill Zwan as his squad gets ready to head out to Erie, a long road trip to take on Gannon in their second game. And first of all, coach, let's look back. In your opener, was not pretty at all, but the squad found ways to overcome adversity and you beat Bentley. I guess first games are always kind of wild cards, and it's got to be a lot nicer to correct a lot of mistakes when you find a way to pull the W out, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. When you are when you survive the first game with as many mistakes as we made, you basically say, okay, hey, a win is a win, and we can correct a lot of this, and certainly is a lot easier going to that meeting with a win on your belt and correcting those mistakes than trying to do it after a loss.
So let's look at the positive. I mean, besides the win, but what did you like week one? What were things you took away from there that made you really feel good, other than the kids finding a way?
Yeah, and that's the best part, is that they were challenged and they figured out a way to win. But Jaden McKenzie, our redshirt freshman running back, really had a nice day for us. Eventually, Paul Dooley did some good things for us late in the game to help us win the game, and he was struggling most of the game. Our kicking game, in particular our punter, George Lambritius, had an outstanding day. A 73-yard punt that rolled down to the one-yard line that really helped us in the fourth quarter. And then, you know, defensively up front, we played pretty strong up front. We missed a ton of tackles, but a couple guys up front played pretty well. So I'm pretty happy with the way we played defensively up front. And they gave up 7 points, and that was after a fumble. So, you know, overall, I think we played good enough on defense to win. We just got to figure out some things on offense and play a little bit better defense.
So now you'll go on the road for the first time. What do you expect in this game matchup with Gannon?
You know, Gannon had a very similar opener as we did. In fact, the score is the exact same, 14-7 over Southern Connecticut. They have a lot of guys back on both sides of the ball. Team that we handled last year, but we're not the same team as we were last year, and they're probably very similar to what they were last year, so it's going to be a challenge, especially playing up there. You know, it's about a six-hour trip to Gannon, so no fun on the trip up. Hopefully have some fun on the trip home if we win. The biggest thing for us is we got to get better. We have to get better in a lot of areas, which we can get better at. There's nothing that I'm really concerned about. Because we can correct a lot of those mistakes, and a lot of them were young guys making mistakes in their first game. But if we just take care of ourselves and keep getting better each week, we're going to become a pretty good football team, which is the way I thought we were going to be before the season. I knew going into this first game, it was going to be a lot different than everybody else had expected it to be. So I just feel like we have good enough talent. We just have to keep working on eliminating the dumb things and accentuating the positive things.
First road game, I'm sure, is always kind of a logistical challenge, especially for kids that maybe haven't traveled. You're freshmen and kids really getting their first taste. And then you kind of add to that it's, I'm guessing, your longest trip of the season. What challenges does just the first road game present in this situation, having to head all the way up to Erie?
Yeah, the biggest challenge for us as coaches is making sure the kids are on time. So we try to room the younger kids with the older kids so they know, get on time to breakfast, be on time for the meetings, be on the bus on time, don't hold everybody else up. That's kind of one of the things we try to have the kids learn in this first go-around. You know, the length of the trip is what it is. You know, you can't really do anything about that, but we'll be in there early enough for the kids to get off their feet and get rested before the game. And the other piece is we're playing away. That can be a positive for the younger guys. They won't feel quite as much pressure as playing into a home, you know, in front of a home crowd. And maybe they'll loosen up a little bit and play a little bit better the way we know they can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.